Hello, and welcome to Hospitality Speaks Podcast, where we interview top leaders in the travel and leisure business. Join us as we explore the latest trends in the industry and discover what it takes to lead the pack. And now, please welcome your hosts, Ryan Reese and Tommy Botts.
Hi, hoteliers. I'm Tommy Botts, and welcome back to Hospitality Speaks. I'm here today with my co-host, Ryan Reese.
Hey, everybody. We had a great time speaking with General Manager of the Inn at Spanish Bay, Rod Schinner, last week. And today we're welcoming another hospitality leader, General Manager of Andaz Costa Rica Resort, Adam Zilber.
We really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today, Mr. Zilber. So let's start off with a little bit about yourself. First off, how did you break into the industry?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit of my experiences with the two of you, and I commend you for your interest in the industry. And please call me Adam. And you, when you refer to me as Mr. Zilber, it makes me feel old. I actually studied hospitality, travel, and tourism as a fallback plan, so to speak. So my parents supported me in following my first dream, which was to be a professional athlete. And I played professional basketball for a few years in Israel, where I'm from. And when it was time to start making a real living, I had an opportunity to fall back on the degree that I studied at NYU, hospitality, travel, and tourism. I knew I wanted to have a career that took me overseas. I grew up in Singapore and all of my formative years were spent in Asia. So I had the bug of living overseas and pursuing a career that would allow me to lead and allow me to live abroad. And I applied for a position as a management trainee with Hyatt in 1999, 22 years ago, and was hired by Hyatt to join their management training program. It was a 6-month program at the time. And I was sent to the Hyatt Dorado Beach in Puerto Rico and started my career there as a management trainee and moved my way up from there.
Wow. So you said in the beginning that you played basketball. You were a basketball player in Israel, was it?
Correct. I played at NYU, captained the team at NYU, went back to Israel, actually represented the U.S. in the Maccabiah games back in Israel, and stayed in Israel. And my first dream was to be a professional basketball player. And I did that for a few years in Israel. And then it was time to start making a real living and decided to join the hospitality industry.
Would you say that that basketball career that you had any effect on your hospitality experience? Or
absolutely, from a leadership standpoint, from working with teams, I knew I always wanted to lead. The experience that I had growing up playing team sports and being involved in sports, camps, coaching. That all came to fruition when I was responsible for more and more people in the operation. And it's something that I've always referred back to and you know, kind of used it as a base for where I am as a leader.
So how has NYU shaped your career? And what did you learn from being at NYU and getting a hospitality degree?
Well, the biggest thing that I learned, I think anybody that attends NYU, the biggest education you receive is living in the city. Just living in the city as an 18-year-old, figuring out, you know, your way around, figuring out living in the city, that in and of itself is an education. The program at NYU at the time wasn't as developed as it is now, from what I understand. But we still tapped into resources from the hospitality community. The fact that most of my professors were professionals in the field was fantastic, because we actually received real life experiences, not just academic, but from professionals, GMs, managers that were working in the hospitality industry in New York and just loved to teach. And they would come in evenings and provide us classes about maintenance or front office management and it was a great, great exposure, real exposure to the industry.
Yeah. So being that you are in Costa Rica, like not in the United States, a lot of popular hotels in the United States, obviously, how would you compare the hospitality experience internationally, overseas, compared to in the United States?
Well, I think it depends on what segment you're looking at, luxury or select service. You tend to find, you know, every region is different in terms of, let's say, your cost of labor in certain regions around the world is very different. So your resources in some locations might be greater because you can afford to have a greater staff in one region versus another region. Doesn't necessarily translate into better service, but the opportunity to have more resources is there. I think that, you know, definitely in the U.S., the fact that there's a lot more, because it's one country, mostly one set of laws, let's say, there's a robust system in terms of procurement, purchasing, et cetera. When you move around from hotel to hotel, there's a level of consistency. When you're overseas, each country, each location is completely different. And you need to relearn each country and what are the parameters and how you're going to operate there.
Well, Hyatt and Andaz as U.S. brands, you ever have struggles or any difficulties maintaining those brand standards internationally?
Well, that's my job. My job is to make sure that we meet and exceed those standards and our guests' expectations. Of course, like I said, every location, you have to adapt to the parameters of you know, labor laws, availability of products, suppliers. So you do have to adjust and still figure out how to achieve and reach those levels, the standard levels that our guests are expecting. So it's a challenge. It's an opportunity, but it's something that we're constantly working towards. It's a good challenge.
So we just talked a little bit about challenges, obviously. What would you say is the most rewarding part of your job?
The opportunity to lead in different cultures, the opportunity to get to really know different people in different countries. I've worked in 5 different countries and 8 different hotels in 22-year career now with Hyatt. And the opportunity to discover new cultures and see how different cultures operate and figure out how to lead in each culture successfully, that's the exciting part. To be able to look back and say, okay, we figured out how to do it in each location. That's exciting.
So our last guest on the show spent 38 years at Hyatt, and you've clearly spent a lot of time there. What keeps you with the brand?
I didn't know we were allowed to leave. But no, you know, I've enjoyed it. Every position I've had, every move up the ladder has been a positive one. I've enjoyed every location. I've enjoyed the people I work with. Even though the company now has 1,000 hotels, there's still a very familial feel to it in terms of knowing who's in different regions. And at the end of the day, I think a lot of it has to do with Hyatt's purpose, which is to care for people so they can be their best. And I do feel that the company really stands behind that and tries to make decisions with those lens of how do we care for our people. And it's been good to me so far.
Yeah, so obviously the United States and other countries dealt with the pandemic differently. For you at the Andaz in Costa Rica, what was your role during the pandemic there?
Well, last March, Costa Rica shut its borders. March 18th, and obviously we had to suspend our operations, and our property was in essence closed from March till November. My role as a general manager is to be the liaison between Hyatt, the management company, and the owners who own the asset. and to guide the ship through the closure period, decisions in terms of manning, decisions in terms of maintenance, decision in terms of how do we continue to market the resort so that we're ready for reopening. That's my role. The general manager's role is to balance and to be the liaison between ownership and the management company, if that's the structure that that they're operating in. So that's what we did. We worked from home. We had a crew on property that maintained the property. So my responsibility was to continue to be connected with them, connected with my leadership team, and ongoing communication with Hyatt and ownership.
So in the United States, there's been, the mask mandate has been dropped and a lot of the protocols have been kind of done away with. Has that been the same in Costa Rica or?
No. Costa Rica has not dropped mask mandates, but mostly because of the fact that Costa Rica is not as advanced from a vaccine standpoint. We're hoping that this will speed up now. So mask mandates are still here. They're still in place. But the country is open for travel. There's no requirements that are needed to travel to Costa Rica. Any traveler from the U.S. can come to Costa Rica.
So just a different question. Did you have any mentors throughout your career that helped you move through the ranks?
Not necessarily move through the ranks. I've always had a very good relationship with my boss and my boss's boss in terms of being clear what I wanted to do with my career and where I wanted to travel or move to. So I've been very fortunate with that. I had the opportunity to work with a gentleman when I was in Bangkok. When I was a hotel manager and he was my general manager, and we worked together for 3 years. And I would say that from a mentorship standpoint, he made a big impact on me in terms of my final preparation to become a general manager. But throughout my career, it was different people that inspired me, that I saw how they managed and how they were able to achieve certain results or lead in a particular way. And you take pieces of each and you formulate your own leadership or management style.
So many the hospitality industry in general has seen a little bit of a rebound. Have you seen that or seen a big rebound in occupancy at the Andaz?
Better than we expected. The remainder of the year, what was being discussed about pent-up demand and travelers from the U.S. That are looking for destinations such as Costa Rica that are open air, organic, natural, safe. We've been fortunate to see that for the remainder of the year, which is fantastic. We feel that we're a safe location, safe destination, and operate the hotel in a manner that keeps our employees and our guests safe. So we're very, very fortunate to have seen that uptick in travel. With restrictions for traveling into Europe, for example, or South America, the Caribbean is a little complicated. Locations such as ours in Mexico seem to be enjoying this uptick of pent-up demand.
Yeah, so in your opinion, what sector of the hospitality industry has been impacted the most by the pandemic? And what sector has been able to thrive through the pandemic, do you think?
Well, I think it'll be a while for business hotels, downtown hotels, convention hotels to really regroup. I think that more and more business travelers are relying on virtual meetings. I think more and more business travelers are questioning whether there's a need really to travel to certain locations. Large conferences perhaps might take a while until they rebound. And as we're seeing, I think the pandemic or the fact that so many people were requested not to travel during the pandemic, guests are looking for destinations that are outdoors, that are less densely populated. And I think resorts, it seems like they've rebounded a lot faster in destinations that are you're able to access with less limitations, and that have had that are showing indications that they have the pandemic under a certain level of control.
For someone trying to break into the hospitality industry and follow a similar path to yours, how would you suggest mm-hmm. they start?
Get a job as a bellman at a hotel, and take advantage of the fact that you haven't decided yet which path you want to travel through in the hospitality industry in the hotel. The hotel offers an incredible array of jobs and careers, from finance to marketing to operations, sales, maintenance. So my recommendation would be if you are looking for a position in the hospitality industry is to just start whatever entry level position to get a feel for what a hotel is, how it operates, interacting with guests, to also understand what part of the industry or the hotel attracts you. If you're not necessarily outgoing, and you don't necessarily like the interactions with people or on an ongoing basis from an operation standpoint, well, perhaps a back of house position is more suited for you. Some folks like the structure of the rooms division. Some people like more of the fluidity of F&B. I would definitely encourage that. It's something I didn't do. I didn't work in a hotel until I was hired by Hyatt. And I was 24 years old. And so, you know, if looking back in terms of the career and exposure to the hotel, I would take the opportunity and get a job, part-time job, and move your way around in the hotel and try different positions while you can.
Yeah, so for you at the Andaz in Costa Rica, is there any chance you can walk us through maybe like a typical day, what you experience, what you see, how you handle guests?
Sure. First thing I do when I arrive at work, usually drop my bag, head down to the restaurant and walk through the restaurant, both from a walkthrough standpoint to see our setup, to see our staff, to see how we're operating, and also touching base with guests. Some of the guests I've either corresponded with prior to their arrival, so I make sure I connect with them. Other guests maybe I've met during their stay. And it's an opportunity to say hello and see how they're doing. Like many hotels, we have our stand-up meeting. Here we conduct it at 10 o'clock. We're all the leadership team and the department heads. We sit down and recap the last day, what happened yesterday, any follow-up matters that we need to address, and obviously look at all of our arrivals for the day and prepare for the day. I stay for a few minutes longer with my direct leadership team to see what they're working on if they need my support in anything. And then after that, it really depends. It might be meetings with my sales and marketing team, my group sales managers who are based in the U.S. We might have a Zoom call. We might have meetings to look at maintenance projects. After that, really the day is open. I try to keep our meetings to a minimum, spend a substantial amount of time walking through the property and throughout the afternoon. And then in the evening, I do another round in our venues before I go home and see what's set up for the evening. If there's any particular dinner reservations or any guests that we need to look after, we have live music in our bar, so it's an opportunity to see how the setup is there. And if we have any events, usually I stay behind and see how the event is at least launched. That's typically, let's say, a regular day, but we always know when our days start in the hotel, but not quite when they finish. And that's dictated by any situations that might arise.
Well, it's great to hear that your hotel is doing well after the pandemic and is able to rebound. We at Hospitality Speaks wish you and your staff at the Andaz Costa Rica the best of luck And for the rest of you, tune in next time.